Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 179. Today is Saturday, August 17th, 2019. Well, technically it's Sunday, because us Aussies outweigh everyone else that's on this show. So it's Saturday for some people, it's Sunday for others. So, yes. So, welcome to time zones. Yay. I am your host, Lita, and joining me this week, that way, is Niecy. Hey, Niecy, how are you?
Hello. I'm okay. I'm here.
Excellent. Yay. Excellent. All right. And this week, we have got Azzy's here. There's Azzy down there. Hey, Azzy, how are ya?
Yo, I'm here, despite the best efforts of Telstra.
Well, that is true. Your net has not been very favourable. What, the last couple of days?
Since Thursday night, I'm running through my phone. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm a little bit grumpy. But
I was going
to
say,
good to be here. And to cheer things up, I've got an early joke. If that's okay. A pun. Is
okay. That all right. Set the tone. Set the tone. Here we go. All right. I'm listening.
What do you call a rooster staring at a pile of lettuce?
Don't know.
A chicken Caesar salad. Chicken Caesar salad. Gold.
Oh, okay.
You can either go one of two ways. It's either go down or go up.
Well, yeah, it's a cutesy. I honestly, I think that you've had you have had better, you have had worse. I will say that. So, you know,
I don't feel I have the support of the podcast, but that's all right.
Yeah. Well, the chat room's a bit like, you know, there's a lull, fair lulled. So,
the chat room was a rabble. The chat room wouldn't know a good joke if it fell on them. That's all I'll say. But
wow, sure.
Stirs, yeah, Stirs throwing you some real nice love.
And thanks for being on the show. I'll go in here. Stays right. No, it's I can't say anything further. But yeah, look, good to be here. It's been a little while.
It has been a little while. So thank you. Thank you for coming to have a chat with us. We do appreciate it. So what have you been up to since the last time we spoke to you? Tell us. Tell us all the things.
Just been plugging away, you know, my Hunter, Iron Hunter. Now, going off, you know, the Excel sheet of death we've been doing, I've been keeping a fairly detailed list of how I've been dying, I suppose, last year. Mm-hmm. And a lot less. I think it means I haven't had a DC this year. Like, you won't even recall, I had 15 last year, but haven't had a DC since I fixed my net, so that's good. But having said that, the DCs have been slowly replaced by stupid deaths in that one-off things. Like last died at 409 where it was a bug. I couldn't get off my sea turtle and got ruffle stomped by pirates and wetlands. And I got shot on from a great height by a dragon in Grizzly Hills. That one-shot me because of the squish.
Yep.
Fell off the tower in Fellwood. That, you know, you've had to fight the guy in the tower. I fell off.
Yeah.
And in Grizzly Hills, where there's humongous, you know, those loot trees, this one of them decided to just spawn on my head, and that was all she cried. So it's just been this one-off stupid things, and sometimes, you know, I get a bit blasé about my leveling. But 1-60 is a bit, not, I wouldn't say boring, but 1-60, I don't find too much trouble. So. Yeah, so that's not too bad. since I got BFF BFA flying, since I got that, like a renewed interest in my main and my alts. So where I was before, I would log into my mine and go off. Now I jump in my main and do the, do the dailies and doing bits and pieces. And I'm actually enjoying that because she's fairly powerful, you know, because I'm raiding.
Yeah.
And I've played a lot and I've been neglecting it probably through Legion. And I actually was looking out for this show and I did a slash play at an Asylum, my shaman's slash played 416 days. Slash play.
Mm-hmm.
So have you got? I don't know if you add on Altaholic. Across all my turns, it's 860 hours slash played.
Mm-hmm.
Not including irons. Got one of my alts 120.
Mm-hmm.
Leveling up the professions.
Yep.
And I'm joining my pally and my druid. I like miners and herbers, so. I used to go around the day and on Sunday go around and do laps and pick iron and mine ore, and I've been doing that a little bit too.
Practicing for your pacifist comeback, I see.
Yes, that's correct.
Nice.
But yeah, so basically, yeah, just irons and a little bit. I've been getting my mains a bit more and been raiding and I'm starting to get back mine now because you know you get the. Grind and after a while going, you'd have enough, but yeah, mainly the irons.
Mm-hmm.
So you're focused on your irons, or you have anything else that you're working on there? Any specific classes?
No, only irons, the only true competition. Iron Man, nothing else. silence, what do you?
Yep, that was shots fired, or reel them all in. Wait for the chat room. Wait for the chat room responses. Okay.
You know, and what's with working men? I mean, really, what's with working men? Okay, did I say that loud? Oh, I'm sorry. I better go. And thanks for being here. I'll go now. See, I could feel the burn in the back of my neck from these. Just Hunter. You know, various races. I sort of changed up a bit. You know, I don't always go for night elf because I'm sick of the starting zone. So I might, you know, human or panda or such a like. So I swap it around.
Mm-hmm.
I started a group after my last death. I had sort of got jack of it and spat the dummy a bit and sort of went, I'll just do something different. A green pally, which is 34 at the moment.
Okay.
And not too bad. A little bit. I find green a little bit overkill. It makes it a little bit more powerful, but it was something different than a hunter. And I was enjoying it, and then got back into my hunter.
Yeah.
I do have a pacifist at 33.
Whoa.
What? 33?
What's this?
Amazing.
I reckon 90% of it, I'm just doing it. I jump in and do the dailies in Stormwind, and occasionally get to Darkmoon Fair and maybe go around Elven Forest. I haven't sort of spent hours on it, so I might try and do it during the next few weeks or months. Yeah. We have Stir and Taka. We do have a team going, but that's sort of. Haven't been played that for a while. Target's been busy or whatever. So that's to where 27. Leroy Jenkins in the Drop Bear Society.
Well, I think, you know, they've got you guys got a bit of catching up to do with some of the others. So I think, you know, maybe you need to hop to it.
We're awesome. It wouldn't take long to catch up, you know. It's just we've got to make the time.
Of course, yeah. You'll make it up.
Still on the rogue, and what was Taco playing? I can't remember. Me and my hunter. Things die pretty quickly. Mm. Basically, mainly. So I've got back into my hunter at the moment. So she's 50, just hit 52.
Okay.
Yeah. So I haven't got a bloodthirsty. I've made one. And that's about it.
What?
And then I delete it at level one. I was going to make. If I do it, I'll do a panda because they're rested. Get quicker rested.
Yeah.
So I've made level one. I'll never get around to doing it. Maybe.
Well, it's not a flat out no. So you know that's
true.
That's focus, Azzy. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think you're a lot more focused than some of us. So, you know, I don't have too much of an issue with that because you're playing, what, a hunter, a green, and kind of a passy. So,
yeah,
what,
kind
three?
Of a passy.
Nisi, how many are we each running? Like, seriously? You're running, what, eight?
Well,
10?
Maybe.
10
more than that, I don't know.
I'm sitting on currently 8 that I'm 9 that I'm trying to do every week.
Are we talking like actively running or that exist?
No, if we talk exist, I probably have got far too many I don't want to talk about.
If we're talking actively running, 5 to 6 bloods, currently 2 irons if you count the contest. I do have a pacifist floating, so maybe around 10.
Yeah. So I think, Azzy, you know, three's, you know,
it's not bad.
It's okay. It's all right. So, you know, focus. You're focusing well, which is
almost
good.
Tempted to do I want to try and do a shaman as well, maybe down the track. Because my main's a shaman. I enjoy enhancement, but most people level with resto.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
As iron or try it as a green?
I'm not sure. I'd like to do an iron, but they're a bit squishy as an enhancement.
Until
you get to 66.
If you did it as a green, but you only put on like bare, maybe you could say, okay, I'll just wear a chest piece, you know, and just put on like one green and just say I won't have anything else. So that'd make it maybe a little bit more interesting
maybe.
Than iron, maybe?
No, we'll have a think about it, but at the moment, I'm thinking I want to, because I'm getting back in my iron, my hunter, and I'm getting some momentum, so...
Mm. When did you start the hunter? That was only
like I said,
3 days?
I was just saying how I've been distracted by my mains and everything, probably a couple of weeks ago. Normally, if I've been playing like my normal thing, I'd probably be at 70 at the moment.
Yeah. But, yeah, because you level very quickly, so...
Yeah, so I'd be 60, 70 or something, at least 70, I reckon, if I'd been playing a normal amount of time on my iron. But I've spent a lot of weekend on my mains doing stuff. I'd be a bit slow. It's actually been good. I've been sort of, you know, doing other stuff, then come back on and I'll go do something else, which is something different I haven't been doing. So cross fingers, there might be a better formula.
Yeah. Okay. So what goals have you got? So we're already halfway through August. We've got, you know, we've got what, five, not even 5 months left of this year. What is your challenge goals for just at least for the rest of this year?
Oh, probably two, just max level and minimal death.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. I don't want to keep it low as possible, but probably just get to 120. I suppose that's the main goal anyway, isn't it? For me, I mean, getting like same with Sturz, like, you know, 1 to 60 is just, you know, it's not that difficult for me.
Mm.
No, you still can die rarely, but the main thing starts about 60 or 70, you know, when you get to Northrend and Outland and Cataclysm. That's where the sort of the main game for me starts. So it's just a bit of a grind getting there.
Mm.
You know, wetlands again. But, you know, it's 120 and...
Yeah. What's your... Have you noticed that your leveling path, has it been any different between, like, the iron and the green? Or are you still running that same sort of path to that you've got that's so ingrained in here that you know where you're going?
I've been refining, but basically, yeah, I sort of do, depending on what class I do. You know, I'd try and do the, you know, him and Starling, Dunmoreau, and Terrestrial, and then get to a certain stage, and I sometimes go to Blood Mist, and then do Duskwood and the Stranglethorn Vale, both ones, and then Loch Medan, and then once I get to 40, it's sort of like a little bit all over the shop, you know. It could be, you know, Badlands, you know, maybe Fellwood or Winter Spring. I think after the stat squish, that's the basic formula to 40-50, and then it's all how I feel. And but what I've noticed is with the, like I said, the stat squish, that if I don't like quests, if it's just not that difficult, I just don't like doing them, I'll just leave it. And it's not a problem. I can go somewhere. I can do a bit of, like, start of Hinterlands before you do the damn troll ones, because that's a pain. You know, do a couple in the Eastern Plague Legs, and, you know, just pick and choose. And not that these quests would be dangerous, just a pain. I don't enjoy doing them. So that's basically it, really. Till 40, 50, and then I'll just play it by ear. And once I get to 60, it's... one of my tactics when I get the Cataclysm is I normally do Vashir. I did it last time when I got to 100. I went to 82, from 82 to 90, just doing Vashir. Like, that's a big zone. And it wasn't too bad. I died last time to there in the water, but I might try it next time. So basically, that's it. I've streamlined to 1 to 60 and then avoid quests I don't like doing or dangerous. But yeah, just, I think that's the main goal, isn't it? 120.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much that is, like, you know, the end goal at the Mecca for all of us is just trying to get there alive, one piece. So
it's a long journey.
Yes, it is a long journey. So you've been around doing these for a little bit of time, and, you know,
for a while,
you've kind of got some things figured out on what you probably shouldn't do and what you probably should do. So do you have any tips or tricks that would be useful for somebody starting out?
Well, most of the time people who provide tips or previous guests is basically still valid. You know, we all know, you know, leave a path and be sure, don't play sleepy. So basically what I decided to go through, just some hunter tips that I've just a few months ago, I checked out the changes, and I didn't really before. And I know that, you know, I've mentioned that, well, I used to go get a turtle and that was it. But now I found with the ferocity pets where you have leech, where you get a heal. Based on the damage you do. So as soon as I can, well, you start at, like, I'd say a human or a night elf, you start with a cat or a wolf. They're frosty, so they'll have a leech. But, like, the cat will have a, gives them an extra dodge or something, their ability, and the cat will give them a slow. So, for example, in those murlocs in the cave in Arathi Highlands, I'll get a wolf out and that'll slow them. Things like that. Once I get to Stranglethorn, I'll get a gorilla, because that's a ferocity pet. But it has a shell damage reduction like the turtle. I know some people say, oh yeah, but he still gets ruffle stomp. Well, yeah, these days hunters' pets are, you get two on them, you know, it's barely manageable.
They're squishy.
So I go a gorilla. That seems to be okay, and you'd be surprised with the heal. You know, it's quite good. You know, it can, if you get a slight bit of damage, it'll heal you and the heal pet. It doesn't necessarily will save it, but I found when I initially switched, because I was healing the pet so much, just the tanking pet, because nowadays, well, previously the tanking pet, you gave you extra boost on healing and this on stamina, and all the tank pet does now is give you 5% extra HP and a damage reduction on you for a short period. It's not like it used to be, so that's why I've changed. And once I get to 65, I'll get the Spirit Bear in Grizzly Hills, where it's got Spirit Men, which that's a sort of a game changer, because that, like, it's a, like, and it's like a 30 second cooldown, and it once the pet gets below 50% or whatever, it'll heal itself. Like, it's like for 1,000, like it'll bring it back to 100%. And if they're fairly healthy and you're low, it'll heal you.
Yeah.
A couple of times I've been low and I've said, where this big heal come from? So, nice. And then I go with Spirit Beast. They're a tanky, that bear's a tanky pet, but with that heal, it sort of compensates.
Yeah. Okay.
What I do too, it's a bit difficult now to get bandages with the tailoring. But I used to have a macro where I have a target pet, whatever name it is, and use bandage, and put that on my bar. So it's another men pet. So you just hit that, it'll target your pet and it'll bandage it.
Yep.
So that's saved my pet a few times.
Okay.
But basically in that, and also, like I think I mentioned last time I was on, like some levels are easy on lower levels. Like Blood Mist Isle is a lot easier at 10 or 15 than to 30 or 40, because some of the mobs take longer to kill and have an ability like a poison or something that might kill your pet or you, especially around those Blood Elves near the core area of Blood Mist. They're pretty tightly packed, but if you get them around 10 to 13, you can kill them pretty quickly. And basically, I think this is main thing is just beware of the quest and what happens. That was more apparent when I was doing. I did a priest for the thingo, and I did basically my main path. But then I thought, I was in my back of my head, okay, as a priest, what problems does this quest, you know, give me? So to be aware of your class, what you're doing. As a hunter, I would have an issue. As a priest, yeah, you could probably still do it, but just don't try not pull another mob.
Sorry, I was just going to say, and that's probably the interesting thing for you, that ever since I've known you, pretty much the, I'd say, what, 95% of the time you've played hunters. So if there's a hunter question, I can know that if I ask Azzy, like, it's you play hunters. So for you to delve into, you know, I know that you play your shaman for your main. So to delve into doing, you know, the pally on the green, to do the priest for the contest, has there been a huge adjustment for the class when you play those different ones to what you're normally to?
Yeah, you can't get more than one on. I don't like casters. I like sort of melee. I know, like, hunter's not a melee, but I like pallies and enhancement shaman. But I think that's what got me. I got swamped by a couple of mobs. It's just you can't, especially not shadow meld. Just be aware of the situation. Extra mobs, I think, the main thing, because you can kill it one on one. The disincrease is okay. But you know, more than one. Hello, John.
Two or more close to get really iffy.
I'll tell you about my week and where I'm at my priest. But yeah, basically, there's this constant, you know, of advice that people are giving that's probably standard. That's everyone knows what they should be doing. But it's just a couple of things that made leveling interesting. Not necessarily better, but just interesting about learning more about the pets and what heal does what, and as a hunter, be aware what your pet does. You know, each pet has a particular ability, and with Frosty, if you get to 65, you basically get hero with the pet, whatever it's called. So that really helps. For ferocity, yeah, you get hero. So yeah, there you go. That's my tips.
Excellent. All right. Well, tell us about how your week in WoW's going, because I want to know how things have gone. So what have you been up to?
Well, I've got exalted with the gnomes and the fish people. That's done. That wasn't too bad, actually. I did enjoy it. I don't like the Naga area. I needed to get flying. Also, essences for my main's Heart of Azeroth. So I needed to get exalted to get next level of the essences. Just raiding and improving my main's gear. And I'll enjoy leveling. I'm still leveling my professions on my alts, just for something to do, something different. I'm getting, like I said, back into my iron. So probably last couple of days, which is lucky because with my net problems, it's actually playing better than when I was Telstra. So I don't know.
Which is hilarious.
And my priest. So on Twitter, I did poo-poo that I would never do another contest.
Yep.
And we should have a hunt. And next time, include bloody hunters. Otherwise, I'm going on strike, all right?
Hunters, you can't make it too easy, Azzy. Can't make it too easy.
They're not easy now. They're not easy now.
No,
come on.
It's racism.
Like,
we're trying to include everybody else. So what got your priest? I don't know if you said or if I missed it.
Don't deflect, Nisi. Don't deflect. All right. Well, I got to 28 on my priest.
That well
was like
done.
Only on the Tuesday and the Wednesday after started.
Nice.
And it was all good. And then I did the in Duskwood. I did the catacombs.
And
that was good. No.
Okay.
Did it, no problem. So I came out up the stairs. Yeah. Hung a right, and all of a sudden, three girls decided to ruffle stomp on me.
Oh.
So I went out and turned the corner to go down near where the bears are, you know, down near the water, and then I got swamped by two or three ghouls.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really sad, though. That was only two or three days after, but I don't enjoy casting it. I mean, and you sort of could tell. Sort of could tell as you got to 28:30 that things are taking a little bit longer to kill. And you know, you gotta be, you know, you get 200, you're done, you know. Where's Shadow Meld? Where's Faint?
Funny about that. There's no option like
so,
that.
That's which, basically it at me at the moment.
Which
I jump in and do my dailies on my main, I'll jump on my thingo, maybe jump on my green, so
yeah.
Yes.
Still, you know, getting still, level 28 for someone that doesn't normally play priest, that's still pretty good.
That's good. That's not bad. What race did you go, Azzy?
Human.
Human? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, still, you gave it a go. You gave it a go. So thank you. That's, you know, we got you out of your hunter mode for a moment to come over and do a priest. So thank you. So, you know.
So when is the hunter competition next time, I'll...
You're all in if it's Hunter, huh? Point. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So thank you, Azzy. Thank you for all of that and for the great, some really good tips there. So I think as a challenge player, that even if you're not playing Hunter, there is, you know, some really good information for any, like, whatever you're doing. So thank you for all that, because it's good to have revisions and to remind us of that. But the Hunter, the macro for the bandage, I keep forgetting about that. Absolutely. That's a really good one.
I was going to ask a question. My if I had, like, my bank alt...
Mm-hmm.
Learn tailoring and make bandages and put them on AH. Could I buy them, or would that be against the rules?
No, Azzy.
I don't know if you can buy your own auctions.
No. You can't.
Number one.
That's helping yourself from an outside source. So, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, rule rise, but, you know, in.
But I also, I also do think that there is that something built in for auction house to. Not
you
by
your
own.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The same as
it may have changed.
Like guild charters, you can't sign a guild charter with a different tune on the same account. Yeah. Yeah, Fair says
but
you
that,
definitely can't buy your own auction. So.
But that macro might come in handy if we get first aid back in classic.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, guys.
I do one more question. I forgot completely, absolutely forgot to ask Azzy. Can we change specs?
Nope. No. You gotta stick with what you got.
What? That's not the answer I wanted, Azzy. That's not the answer. You're supposed to be
able to. If you have to, you can. You can if you have to.
You're supposed to be our Azzy, the spec changing specialist. Oh, that's an interesting one. Well,
Azzy doesn't want to change spec if he wants his spirit.
My job's done. I didn't need to tell anyone.
Nice.
I had to reserve a name for Classic. Because having a Draenei Shaman as your main, it's a little bit difficult to create a character for Classic.
Yeah.
No,
a little bit.
Yeah, just a tad. Alrighty. Well, thank you, Azzy, for that. Niecy, how's your week been?
It's been a week. Swartz and I have had, just tough weeks. So we didn't do Iron Teams this week. We took the week off. The world made us take the week off, so it was probably worked out better that way. Yes. So we're still alive, but we gave them a vacation. Got some bloods leveled, as usual. World lag is becoming an interesting foe. It's been acting up at odd times where I'm fine, and then I'm like, oh, is this me? My latency's perfect. It's in the 30s. And then other people out in the world will be like, oh, my word, this lag. And I'm like, oh, okay, so it's not me. It's game side. And so having that druid out in BFA has been really scary. There's been times where I've stopped playing altogether and just logged out, and then there's other times where I'm like on a time crunch to get it ready for stream night, and I'm trying to push through, and it's one cast and I have to let it finish before I can hit another cast, because if I try to, like, usually when global cooldown's up, even if you're not done finishing the cast, you can hit it again and it'll be getting ready to do it for you. But you can't do that when the world lag's acting up, because then all of a sudden I will just freeze up and I'm like, what's going on? Yeah. And it's just hanging there. And my character's casting, but the cast bar is not there. The spell hasn't gone off. I've got stuff lit up. I'm like, oh no. And I'm like, no, not at 111. Please, no. So then mysteriously after 2 hours of fighting it, and I got like 15% of a level in 2.5 to 3 hours. It was so bad, and I'm like, no. And it just like that, it cleared up and I was able to cast, and I advanced a lot quicker in the next 2 hours. I was like, this
so was
is
it
ridiculous.
Game side or was it your net side?
It was game
did
side.
You it was definitely
it
game,
was
side.
Game side.
Okay,
yeah, 100%. And so that was a very, very scary level towards the end, and I was just like, no, please, yeah. No. And because I'm on a druid, so I don't have a lot of outs on her. I'm running balance. I don't have a pet to take the hit if it DCs me. I also got cross-realmed twice within an hour, and it acted sort of like the same as the world lag at one point, and I'm just like, what? No. And then a hostile that I had just killed showed up right next to me, and I'm like, oh, hi.
No.
So I'm like, right, so that was a cross-realm. But I mean, the good thing is that my path through BFA doesn't have many hostiles in it. There's maybe 5.
Okay.
Maybe 10 at the most, but they're really spread out because my path's really big. But if I'm already in combat with like a neutral, it doesn't matter. If I'm in combat, then I'm in combat. And if I get lagged out, then it's done, basically, because balance is very fragile. And you can do a bit of damage, but if you don't keep hitting regrowth, you're not going to get very far, and regrowth's not that good. So, okay. I mean, it serves its purpose, but I've had to spam it a few times where I've gotten anything out of it, because as soon as I hit it, the heal that it gave me was gone with the mob damage, and I'm like, jeez. So it's been intense. The Paladin and Rhett was much easier taking through BFA, I gotta say.
Okay.
It was also a little bit faster. Pally was averaging maybe 8 to 10 hours a level. Demon Hunter was a little bit longer because she was in tank spec. Honestly, so far the balance druid feels like the Demon Hunter in time so far. Last level, from 110 to 111, it took me 493 kills. So kills are starting to rack up now, because 111 to 112 took me 791. So that wasn't with too many other people, you know, hitting the mobs, because I did have that a couple times where people are like, "Oh, you're killing something. Let me help you." And I'm like, "No,
no,"
and I'm just cringing. I'm like, "Go away, go away, go away."
You're like,
and,
"Leave me alone. Don't take my XP."
Yeah, pretty much. I appreciate that they're trying to be nice, and I love that aspect. But I'm like, you just cost me 600 experience points on that one mob. Please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't. I've been out here for hours. Please stop.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, you know, they only did it a couple times. I was like, shoot. And, you know, so it's a thing. And I was on the fence while I was going to do a contest character, because I'm already running one iron, and that's stressful enough for me, because I'm not used to questing all that much anymore. And, you know, it's like pins and needles and eggshells when I'm on my normal iron right now. Mm. You okay, Azzy?
You're right, Azzy.
Did we lose Azzy?
Sorry.
It's okay.
Had a moment.
Okay. Hello.
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 And, you know, so it's like, do I want to do the contest? Do I not want to do the contest? I was thinking, maybe I won't. And then I started feeling bad for not doing it. I'm like, well, let me just try once. You know, we'll see how it goes. I'm not going to have that much time for it, because I'm focusing on the floods. Well, my character is still alive somehow. I don't
know. Yay!
I last touched her, I was at level 37. I think I was on stream last night, I hit 36, and then later I went back and I got to 37, wrapped up Dark Shore for as much as I'm willing to do personally. Mm-hmm. Because there's, you know, the scaling helps, because, you know, like as you said, if there's a quest that you really don't like, or it's too risky, or, you know, depending on the class, you know, I'd hit that with a hunter, but I'm not going to touch it on a priest. I'm not. It just hits too hard. So there's a lot of quests where I'll go up to and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm out. So I've been bouncing around a lot. So I just moved her over to Western Plague, and I'm going to do a little bit over there before I head over to Feralis, if I'm still alive.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's been going okay. So I'm at 37.
Nice.
And, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm still far, far, far away from the front runners, but, you know, anything can happen. We still have a week to go.
Anything will happen, and we'll talk about that in a sec as to how the contest is going. So, but yeah, so thank you. BFA is very scary. I would totally understand that. Where have you got your druid?
For Alliance, I'm in Tirregard Sound. I'm over by Fox Hollow Woods. It's just over the bridge past, what is it? There's like a lot of yellow. There's a lot of yellow mobs. There's foxes and stags and stuff. The stags don't hit too bad. The foxes don't hit too bad. But, you know, you got to watch what you're casting, because if you hit something that likes to hit multiple mobs, you're going to have friends, because they're packed a little bit tight. But, you know, it's not so bad. I mean, it's a lot of yellow. So I felt safer there
than
going someplace else. And I could get there on foot, so I didn't have to worry about needing flying to get there.
Exactly. Exactly. And plus, like you said, if the game is being a little bit touchy with lag or something like that, you're not surrounded by red mobs, you're surrounded by yellow. So at least if you haven't cast something and you DC or it hiccups, you've got the, you know, the chance of, well, you're fine. You're fine because of that.
I've got that, you know, fingers crossed that the cast didn't actually go off before, you know, the lag kicks in and decides to do something stupid.
Yeah.
But, you know, so far it's been okay. I know where the red mobs are positioned and they don't patrol very far. So, you know, I try to make sure I'm not standing right next to them at any one given time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good. And congratulations, 37 on the priest is well done. Well done indeed. All right. Well, let's see what I have had a week myself. So, yes, I did start a contest tune. I chose an undead priest, which is fantastic. There was no way I wasn't going to do an undead priest. It was kind of like, but the problem is you log into that tune and I kept thinking, where's my voidy? Every single time I need to do something. She's built just like leader. I don't know. I have this look. You know when you make a tune and you've got to use that face, you've got to use that hairstyle and that color, and it's just one of those things. So she looks exactly like my Lita undead warlocks, and of course I'm log in, and it was a couple of days I logged in and I was like, where's voidy? Why is this? Oh no. You're on a priest. I was like, you're not playing a warlock, you're playing a priest. So
you get into trouble.
Yeah So I do have to, you know, when I sit down and I log into her and I look and go, priest, remember you're on the priest. So yeah, but she hit 29 yesterday, so really happy with how she's going. And I tell you what, it's been an interesting journey as a priest. As I forgot, iron as a priest, the contest certainly has been a challenge. So but we'll talk about that in a minute. I did get some bloodthirsties done. My human warlock hit 25, which was fantastic because I had two DCs. I've not had a DC in like forever. I had two yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Bye. Two. Thank God she was in the middle between yellow mobs or in between red mobs. So I came back and I was okay. But there was one that I seriously was like, I think, because you know when you remember you hit something, but you must have DC'd before you've actually hit it.
I've had that happen before. I've committed myself that as soon as I got the game loaded up again, it's like I know I'm coming back to a dead character. Mm-hmm. I've already accepted it, and then I hit load and I'm still standing there like, where have you been? And I'm like, oh thank God it didn't actually go off before I DC'd.
So thank goodness for small mercies, because I reckon that first DC, if it had gone through where I had hit that mob, I would have been dead. So anyway, she hit 25. I did play the Night Elf Priest also yesterday. She hit 44. And again, I tell you what, as I'm running exactly the same spec as the Iron, but as a bloodthirsty, you can just tear through, because those green gears, oh yeah baby, they are very sweet, and I can, you know, tear through the rares easy, whereas on the Iron I was taking down rares even at 25, but it was still a little bit like
really. HP that the greens give you, I think, because on the green menu, whereas you're probably less with a green menu, you probably double the mob's HP, so
yeah.
Green is green. Without the green gear, and then, you know, looking at that rare's experience, and I'm like, that has almost, you know, more than double of my health. No, I'm gonna walk away. It hurts, but I'll walk.
Well, even as a blood with what I've got on, so say you can go to Western Playlands, and what is it? The worm in the lake, you know, that wormy, snaky thing in the lake. He's normally got hit points that are quite high. Like on an Iron, there is no way I would even touch that. But as a blood, even if it's got quite a bit of hit points above the blood, I don't have an issue at all. But on an Iron, I wouldn't take it, because it probably have hit points from Merrimuri about maybe four times, maybe five times what an Iron's has. Yeah, because it's like really high, and it's even high on blood. If I go over there as a blood, that the bloodthirsty hit points, which is quite high with the green gear, the snaky wormy dude is normally higher anyway, but not double. Not quite. Not quite double.
Is that like a beast that's tameable for hunters? Is that why he's got so many hit points?
I don't know. Oh no, he's not. He's not pretty looking. I don't know if you could tame it. I might have a look at that next time I run the hunter, bloodthirsty hunter across there. That's, I just like it because, you know, you get to kill it's like any rare. And as, look, as Chris in the chat room would atone, you know, there's been times when I've said, hey, such and such is up because I'm on my bloodthirsty, my big hunter. She's like, I'm at work. And I'm like, okay, well, I was going to, you know, give it to you to tame. I'll go kill it for the XP then. So, yeah, like Gondria. Gondria and Zoldrak. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I have not been over there to even see if Gondria's up. So we need to check on that. Need to check on that. But, you know, XP. XP is the thing. So, you know, yep. when you're on a bloodthirsty, you want, it doesn't matter how you get the XP, you just want that XP. So, yeah. So I was happy the priest hit 44 last night. And then I did play some pacifist this week. So my little baby Passy hit level 33. So she's going, again, she's going really well on the Tauren Druid. I'm just running up and down Jirutar. Up and down Jirutar and doing the dailies. That's it. She's hasn't ventured very far, so we're staying there. Damn those scorpids, I tell ya. Yeah, they're little padding little bastards, I tell ya. Because just when you think you've got the pat, and then turn around and it's like sneaking up behind you. You're like, I see you, you little scorpid. You're trying to get me. So So, yeah, so that's going good. And then my big Passy, my Night Elf Rogue, hit 86.
Very nice.
I don't even, like, Ghost Iron Ore is the shiz. It's just, that's what I like. Just round and round, half hill, you know, Heartlands. Valley,
I'll give it to you and Chris over there. And Fair, they can handle Pandaland on your pacifist. I went out there once. I tried to pick some stuff. What I could get to gave me yucky XP, and I'm like, yeah, no. And then the other time I was like, oh, or I can get that. Just as I hit the ground to pick it up, a flock of wolves phased in and decided to try to eat my face, and I was like, no, I'm on a priest, I can't, I have nothing. So I'm like naked in the breeze on a priest pacifist, so I was just running and I'm like, don't eat me, don't eat me. And then I'm like, okay, I'm done with Pandaria, I'm going back to vanilla, thank you.
Yeah, so it's very good. Tea leaves, yeah, I think green tea leaves is still giving 190 XP.
Yeah, that was all I could find when I was out there, and then I was just like, you know what, I'll just go and try to find some dig sites. Like
the other one, oh, I can't think, there's another one that gives the same level as what the Ghost Iron. I think I'm getting 2600 for, which is good. But the interesting thing is, like, the Stormwind dailies, so the normal dailies for fishing and cooking are giving me like 13,000.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. I went back to Dalaran a couple of days ago to do, because I thought, well, I'm over here, let me go and see what Marcia's got for me, you know. And she's like, oh, I'm going to give you disarmed. Go do disarmed, because, you know, I'm not going to give you terror fish. So I went to do disarmed, and I got like not even, it was 900.
Yeah, the Dalaran.
It wasn't even half. Wasn't even half. And then I did the, you know, go pick up the 6 wine glasses and the cheese. And I think that was just over 1,000. And I was like, let's not waste it.
The time.
Not worth it. So, yeah, Marcia can go take a terra fish and jump in the winter grass lake, as far as I'm concerned. So yeah, but anyway, we're going well, we're getting there. Nobody died this week for me, so yay. Alrighty, now let me see if this is gonna play. Let me see if the chat room, they said they could hear this, so I was gonna do my own version, because last week it didn't play, and in the edit
it was a nightmare.
I just went, you know what, stuff it, I'm not putting it. So let me see if this plays. If it doesn't play, just letting you know, I'm not going to edit it in because it's a pain in the neck to edit stuff in like this. So let's see.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
See, we can hear it. Did the chat room hear it? So if they're like, yeah, no, then I'm going to be like, oh, I don't know why it's gone. Heard it! Yes! Woo! Yes! Okay, so I don't know what worked to get that to play. If I can just figure that out for the intro and outro, we will see. Okay, so contest. We are a week in for our WoW Challenges Power Word Classic contest. So I just wanted to go over a couple of things. So first off, we have got currently 100. Oh, we've got 112 tunes that have registered. So thank you. At the moment, so looking at our top five. So we've got all up on the website, you can go check it out. So at number five, we have got Barry Manilow, who is a human priest at 37. At number four is Soulcast. Nice, at number four, dwarf priest, renewer.
I don't know.
Sorry if I butchered it. 48, we've got, they're a dwarf priest. We've got Tumold at 59 as a troll priest. And we've got Sekka at 63 as a human priest. 63, guys. Wow. Awesome.
Okay, no, I believe Tumold is Two Shanks.
Oh, nice.
I believe that's who that is.
Alrighty. So, hang on. I've got... Looking at the stats. Hang on. I need some coffee. My throat is going dry. So, excuse me for 2 seconds. Oh, that's better. Alright. So, looking at our stats. And it always fascinates me. Looking at the stats. So we've got 112 tunes that have been created. This is really, really surprising me. Alive, 50.89% are alive.
That's quite a large amount of live tunes, I think.
That's basically half alive, half a dead. We're a week in, guys. This is a week in. I'm like, oh my lordy. All right, so out of that, we have got, and this really intrigued me, because with the races as to, you know, who was going to roll what, but we have had 42 human priests rolled, which is leading by quite a bit. Dwarf is second at 26, then undead at 24, and troll at 20. Now, out of those 42 human priests that were rolled, at the moment, 23 of them are alive. Out of the troll ones, there was 20 rolled, 4 of the trolls are alive. So you can pop over to the worldchallenges.com website. You can have a look at the stats yourself. It just really intriguing what people have gone. I honestly thought human was not going to be as high up in, you know, how many people are rolling. So,
yeah,
again.
I was surprised by that, too. I kind of figured, you know, troll might actually be higher because of their racial, but surprises.
Troll's the lowest.
Yeah, I was again. Really, really surprised by that.
Interesting. So, yeah, so... Everyone who's doing the contest, again, thank you. Don't forget, the first place is a virtual ticket for BlizzCon 2019. We know it's not released, we know all of that. However, due to the restrictions Blizzard has put on these kind of things to do as prizes, we need to be able to set things up with, so we can give you the prize, basically. Yeah. So then we can hand you over the prize, because Blizzard changed things on us a while ago. And yeah, we can't just go, here's a code, have that. Anyway, thanks, Blizz.
Very unexpected.
Thanks, Blizz. You know, appreciate that.
At least this way we can still do it. So. Mm.
So don't forget, pop on over and check out all the details there, as well as registering. If you haven't given it a go, come on over and give it a go. And as I said, there's still a week to go. So anything could happen. Anything can happen. Alrighty. Now, a couple of other things I just wanted to touch on. We've got WoW Classic is what, in 9 days time?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's like
quickly approaching.
It's quickly approaching. So for those of you that are going to be doing WoW Classic, and again, at this stage, we don't know if the API, if we're getting the API access. If we are, excellent. We'll definitely be doing the, you're right, Azzy, we'll definitely be doing the challenge running Ironman. However, we have created tunes on, for the US, it's Bloodsail Buccaneers Realm, and for EU, it is Hydraxian Waterlords. That's where we're going to be running the guilds. There will be Horde and Alliance guilds for both, so on that realm. Okay, so we're gonna have both factions catered for. Now, anyone on EU that wants to like get in contact with Awesome Trousers, let him know, you know, if, because he's limited, he's he's our only EU person. I don't have an EU account, so I can't go over there to help or anything like that. But for you guys that are there and that want to help out, there will be more information. We'll have more information in Discord as well as next week as to how things are going to be run. But just for now, if you're looking at creating, you know, you want to have a challenge tune or you want to help when it goes live to get the guilds going again, because again, we need 10 signatures. We're back to, you know, the original purchasing 10 silver,
yeah,
10 signatures, all of that kind of thing. So we can't cheat it by using multiple tunes on one account. They've got to be like unique, so different accounts to be able to do that. So yeah, but we'll talk about it more next week as well. So just giving you the heads up, that's where we will be definitely having a guilds over on that one. Okay,
yeah, it's probably going to take a couple days to get the guilds fully up and running, because you know, again, need that to get the 10 silver to buy the charter to begin with. And yep, I think the person that purchases the charter counts as a signature, so then you'll need 9 more.
Yeah,
from what I was seeing when I was looking at it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be a bit of a slog. It probably will be easier to get, because I'm quite happy to start leveling a toon and giving whatever copper, silver I've got towards, you know, to get the guild created. The big thing would be the tabard, because I think the tabard was a couple of gold, 10 gold, something ridiculous. So a tabard is something that it's not a necessity straight up. Yeah. It will come. It might take months to get that kind of money, because again, we're going back to old school, so that money is not going to be free flowing like we are so used to currently. So it's going to be a bit more of a scrounge. But you know, as I said, we'll talk about it a bit more next week. But yeah, that's the base plans. That's the base plans, yeah. And we're excited for where that will go. 10 gold for the tabard. Thank you. I couldn't remember exactly what it was. Now, the other thing we wanted to just quickly touch on was, even though it's past, yesterday was the free t-shirt day. And it was a new micro holiday thing, event. So we just wanted to make sure that you guys remember that the shirts are a green or a blue quality. So best to avoid that kind of thing. So it'll happen again next year. It's only a once a year thing. But avoid. So green man bloods are okay because you have got green gear. However, you know, if you don't want to take any chances, just avoid it. It's one of those things you can easily do on a level one or your main or whichever, like your normal main. It was fun. It was interesting. But yeah, for a challenge tune, definitely irons, you know, passies, that kind of things, definitely stay away. Stay away.
Yeah, it was easy to avoid too. I mean, you didn't have to pick up the sparkly on the ground, just, you know, walk away.
Exactly. All right, let's get on to the state of the challenges. So, Azzy, irons, do you want to hit us with the irons, please?
Okay. If I fail halfway through it, I'll my data's running out.
Okay.
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 number 10 is Iron Brittle at 49. Takal, dead at 54. Oh. Mm-hmm. LeBron, dead at 55. Kobe, dead at 55. Oh, dear. Two Mauld at 58. Lucy Hunter at 58. Iron Valduo at 62. Sika at 63. 8-9 at 90. And some scrub at 115. You know. Oh, imposter. You know. I said this to everyone once. I said we should have a competition where I'll roll a rogue and he rolls a hunter.
Oh my!
Shots fired! Nice. All right. How's your scrub as a term of endearment, right? Yeah, it is too in many aspects. Stir. Agreed. How's your data? Do you want to go early, Azzy?
It's all right. You got my pun to cut, so that's okay. Gold. That's what it'll...
Okay. All right. Well, if you've got to drop off, then that's fine. Just tell me and it's all good. We'll sort it. Okay, Bloods, let's go. Nisi, your turn.
Okay, so Bloods, number 10, Renewed Soul at 42. Number 9, Lock Zort, at 42. Number 8, Drunken Grind at 42. Number 7, Blood Lita at 44. Number 6, Sulfist at 64. Number 5, Zayabara at 65. Number 4, Blood Zorts at 71. Number 3, Soul Snuffer at 83. Number 2, Soul Stoned at 93, excuse me. And number 1, Soulful Paw at 112.
I was going to say, don't take those levels off yourself. You've earned them really, really, really well.
That level again.
Yes. Well done, Bloods. Look at that. Didn't lose any Bloods this week. Yay. Go, Bloods. No. All right. Passies. Azzy, who we got?
number 10, Varilla at 59. Caleonia, 63, dead. Oh, that's a hurt. That's a pacifist.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be passive after that, would you?
No.
You
kill something. Exactly.
passive 12, 67, 5, Piggledy, 68, Magnimity, 72, but Red Flag, 15 kills. Mm-hmm. That's not nice.
Don't know what happened, but something happened and they've got 15 kills. Yep, red flagged.
Passy Leader, 86.
Yes.
Pacifist, 86.
Chris! Go, Chris!
Zaya Passy, 87. Fair Flora, 89. And, oh my God, Herminator, 1110.
See,
good job.
I put in translations. Oh, no, nice. Would... If it was stone, there would no way. He'd be like, and, you know, he'd be like, or he'd remove it. I'd put it in and I'd be like, don't you touch my translation. Sure enough, he'd have deleted it by the time that I got there. And I'd be like, I see you. I see what you did, stone. Oh, anyway. Tins. Okay, go for it, Nisi.
All right. So 10, we have Irgalad. I don't know. Mm-hmm. 19. Number 9, Bazaar. 19. 8, Gren Gren Heller at 21. 7, guys, Carastus at 22. 6, Mord at 22. 5, Phonix at 28. 4, Kiwi at 30. 3, Agrotor at 31.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. Number 2, Drunken Dude, 38. Thank you. A name I can pronounce.
Nice
number
name.
1,
good name.
Cammy at 44.
Nice. Alrighty, Greens. Azzy, go for it.
Number 10, Will Green, dead at 30. 9, Jeb Hose Arkham, mm-hmm. 33 dead. Mutz, red flagged at 35. Gear equipped too high, might have been blue or something.
Yep.
And that's what I found, and I did notice with my iron, is that, you know, the upgrades to the, you know, to blue or a purple, and I've looked at, I said, I've almost equipped a blue. It's easy done. So it's going to be
easy
be careful with people.
Yep. Absolutely.
Drunken Shift, 42. Zoya Gomel, 71. Phil Lani, 72. Red flag. Gear has an enchant. Fargris, 75. Jan Green, 77. Ferris Shami, 84. Ferro a day, 100. Good job.
Nice. Yeah. Green's been a bit rough week for the Greens. All right. Working man. We didn't have a full 10 this week, so I think other people are, you know, maybe playing some priesties somewhere else. So
maybe. All right, working man. Number 8, Kathney at 11. Number 7, Drunken Work at 24. Number 6, Hurricane at 26. Number 5, Working Dream at 30. Number 4, Work is the Poop. 32. Number 3, Effortless at 36. Number 2, Ferristella at 41. And number 1, Working for 64, but RIP.
Absolutely. Alrighty, so looking at the teams, we have got Iron Teams at number 2 this week. Shannon Torex hit 42. And the number 1 team is Light and Lightning at 63. So well done for the teams. Blood teams, we have got Taco and 5 have been busy. So number 2 is Injure Face, hit 33. And the number 1 is Grade D but Edible at 38. 38. Oh yeah, that's right, because they're Iron... Is it 38? I thought they had a higher team.
They do. It's a different one.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Because I was
like 3 blood teams.
Okay, I was watching them streaming, and I'm like going, they're in Zoldrak, and I'm thinking at 38, you're not at Zoldrak.
They have like 5 finger taco face punch or something.
That's
at, like,
it.
Level 70.
That's it. Thank you. I was getting confused because I'm like, I know I saw them.
They hadn't
leveled.
That's it, five finger death taco.
Thank you, that's all right. But still, well done, 5 and taco on that. And the green team for this week is Mismatched, hit 45. So well done. Obviously, it's been a very rough week looking at all of those RIPs as well as the red flags. Red flags, guys, so you've got to be so careful. So but commiserations for all of those that we lost, and good luck on this week's challenges with your tunes. Okay, let's do this one.
This just in, it's Chit Chat.
Yay, hopefully we heard that. And, okay. Now, doing it live. Bring it to you live, people. Azzy, are you right? What are you doing?
I'm not just adjusting my headset.
Okay. So we have got, as we like to always start this section off, and we have got the privilege of having Azzy do this live, another one. So, Azzy, I have no idea what your pun is. We have got no idea. So, please hit us with it. Here we go.
Did you hear about the magician? Sorry, I'll try again. Did you hear about the mathematician who's afraid of negative numbers? He'll stop at nothing to avoid them. Gold.
Took me a minute.
That is cute. That is cute. I don't mind that one. God, not quite sure if it's quite gold though, Azzy, but it's a cute one. You've done well today. You've done well. Have you got
I've got another one.
You've got another one?
I prepared one earlier.
Okay. All right.
Helvetica and Times New Roman walk into a bar. Get out of here, shouts the bartender. We don't serve your type.
Right.
Fonts.
I got it.
Hang on.
You're better than this.
Yes. I should get a bumper.
Yep. I've told you. You want a bumper? You make me a bumper, and I'll play you bumper.
How do you make one?
Jeez, talk to me later. Hang on. I've got to throw this one in here.
Sorry.
There we go. That's from Stone. Okay. All right. Okay. So next one, we have got some questions. So Nisi, what have we got from Ice Boy, please?
Okay, so this, I believe, came in from Discord, and they were asking, can I send mount equipment from my main to my Iron Challenger? That would be a no. That counts as sending help to your Challenger. If your Challenger earned it through being high enough when it was sent out, awesome, no problem there. Mm-hmm. If you find it on Auction House and can afford it on the Challenger, no problem there. But no sending in to the Challenger.
Mm-hmm. Send out as much as you want from a challenge tune to another bank alt, or that's fine. But yeah, no sending in. All right. Okay, Azzy, what have we got from Envy, please?
From Envy, just that on the mount thing, I was actually on the White Wormers, the water walking one's about 5k.
No, oh, so that's come 5K, down. Yeah.
But I think if you can fly, get the one that gives you a parachute. I'm not sure how much they are. Okay. From Envy, are you allowed to use heirloom mount on Ironman? You certainly can.
Mm-hmm.
And recommended.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Alrighty. Now, we did have an issue. Nisi, I'll leave this one for you to explain. But we did have an issue with a team. Was it a team or just a solo? Yeah.
It was a solo. So we did have an issue come in where someone was having trouble adding their solo challenger, and it said it kept coming up character not found. So we have a small list of troubleshooting items that we'll go over with you guys if you can't get your character up on the site. Sometimes it just comes down to the API being slow and there's nothing we can do about it. We just have to wait for it to kick over and refresh on Blizzard's end. It's out of our hands. However, this particular item was something that we could deal with. And it'll be better dealt with in the coming month or so. But for right now, if you have a server name that has an apostrophe S in it, take out the apostrophe S. Leave the S, and then do a dash. Because Lightning's Blade is spelled with an apostrophe S, space, and then the name. If it won't take your server name, take out the apostrophe, mush the S against the G, and then throw a dash in there instead of a space, and then do Blade, and then try it, and it should take it. If you've tried everything and still can't get it to take it, you know, you can talk to us. We can try to look at some stuff on our end, maybe give you some ideas you didn't try. If, you know, if it still won't add it, it's probably the API side, in which case we just have to wait a couple hours, sometimes a couple days. Sometimes the EU side's a little bit slower to update than the NA side. So just a heads up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, there's these things will be changing in the upcoming. So we will be getting whole new stuffs. That's all I'm saying. That will be coming soon, TM.
Yeah, it won't be an issue soon,
All that stuff is going to be made a lot more easier. But yeah, for the moment, if you can't figure it out, definitely like let us know, and you know the mods will run you through the usual stuff. But that is just a simple fix that might save you, you know, hours of hassle. So just keep an eye on that. Also wanted to mention Grand Angus in the chat room did mention make mention of watch for gear that you buy on the auction house. Sometimes it might have an enchant on it, and if that's got an enchant on it, you equip it, you've just flagged your toon. Okay, so be very, very, very careful if you're buying stuff, especially gear or weapons, you know, clothing or weapons off the auction house for your toons, especially if you're running Bloodthirsties or Green Man. So that's a good one to do. Azzy, do you have another pun before we wrap things up?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't planned, but I was told later a whale pun in the stream, and I've amended a little bit. What do you call a spa full of resto druids and holy paladins?
What?
A hot tub with bubbles.
See, that's cute. That's cute. I do like cute. So, you know, that's a nice one to finish off with the WoW theme. So thank you, Azzy. All right. So, oh, geez, you know what I've not done, Niecy?
Yeah, I just saw that. That was what the look of panic was on my face a second ago. I was like, oh no. It's okay. I've got it.
Look, if have you got it? Okay. I was going to say, if there is at least I forget one thing every single week, then, you know, it wouldn't be a show without me screwing something up. So that's okay. It's all good. But if you've got that. So we're just going to go through and say our thank you. So go for it, please, Niecy. Yes.
So we'd like to thank all of the Iron Elite. You guys help us out more than you can possibly understand. It helps keep the lights on, the show going, and keeping the server running. And we thank you all from the bottom of our hearts. We can't do this without you. So we would like to thank here we go. I'm going to butcher names again. Sorry. We have Alandreas, Asylin. Got it right this time.
Oh my God.
Chupa, Crash Landing 99. Dave DeHunter, Dino, Execute, Elby, Fair, Five Iron, Frasley Sparkspan, Gaston, Grand Nagus, Grim, Introvert Genius, Chris W, Layla, Lisanne, Mrs. Rock Guru, Never Died, O Canada, Onyx Hammer, Rude De Bruin, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Thelani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tuli Bardeen, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Alminia, Unamethil, Winima, Zaya, and Swords. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. Thank you guys greatly. Now, if there has been any updates, I have not checked that. I will check that in the next couple of days. But again, huge thank yous. Everything goes towards paying for the server. So, there is nothing, everything else that comes from us, prizes, the contest stuff that comes from personal. So we don't use any of that money at this time to go towards anything other than running the server. So again, guys, thank you. Whatever you can do, we do greatly appreciate it. Now, from me and from Stir, I have to say a big thank you to our wonderful mods, because without you guys, well, life would be far too crazy if I didn't have you guys. So, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Niecy, Zaya, and Zortz, thank you very much from Stir and my hearts for everything that you do for us. So, thank you for that. And then I think I have to say this from everyone, a huge big thank you to Alminia. So he is our coding god. He is the god of many things, WordPress being one of them. So I just have to say huge shout out to Alminia for everything he's done with the contests and all of the little problems and the little issues that pop up, if not daily, during the week. So again, Alminia, thank you for all you do. We do appreciate that. For the chat room, guys, thank you for hanging out with us and listening to Azzy's puns. I was going to say not so gold puns, but I thought thank you to the chat room. We do appreciate everyone coming to hang out with us, so thank you for that. Now, don't forget, next week, we have got a show next week. It will be Saturday, August 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Guess what? Next week will be the 4th year anniversary show. Oh, my lordy. 4 years, guys.
4 years already. Oh, my goodness.
What the hell? I know, right? It's crazy.
Very crazy.
So yeah, I have got some guests, but yeah, we'll be talking to a couple people next week. So, and hopefully we might have a surprise voice. We will see. Other than that, Azzy, again, thank you for joining us today and having a chat and you know, giving us some great tips and tricks and information, as you always do. So if you can tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please.
If you want to get in contact with me and to say how awesome my jokes are, it's at only just Twitter at Asylum, Asylun.
Yep, definitely get in contact and tell him how awesome his jokes are. I love it. That's a good one. All right, and don't forget where you can find us is wowchallenges.com for the website. This is where you will find all the information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels. Everything is over there. If you want to listen to the show, don't forget you can download the episode on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you want to contact the show, please send a email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Nisi, where can we find you?
Okay, so you can find me in the Wow Challenges Discord. Just Nisi over there. I'm one of the chat mods. And you can find me on Twitch at NisiBGN and also on Twitter at NisiBGN.
Nice. Thank you. All right, and don't forget, you can find me. I am on Twitter at LetaWow, at LETTAWOW, as well as check out Behind the Avatar and Adventures in Azeroth for some other shows. Before we do the thank yous, again, I just have to say to both of you guys, thanks for hanging out with me this week. I do appreciate it, Nisi and Azzy, so thank you for that. Other than that, Nisi, say the thank yous.
We would like to give a big thank you to Mark Conan on our intro that everybody just loves. It's our iconic start of the show. It gets everybody pumped up and ready. So we really appreciate it. We really love it. And thank you so much to Mark Conan. And if you would also like to get in contact with Mark Conan, you can find him on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. Now we also want to thank Epic Insanity for our lovely outro. You know, we love Epic so much, and we thank him so much for helping us out with that. And if you want to get in contact with Epic, you can find him on Twitter, and he is at Epic Insanity, and he's also part of the Frozen Nerds and BlizzCon podcasts.
Yes. And don't forget, it's at Epic_Insanity for Twitter. It's one of those weird, weird ones. Other than that, guys, good luck with the priest contest. We still have got a week to go.
Yes, we do.
So looking forward to seeing how things are going to play out. My goal is to stay alive. That would be awesome, but
that's a good goal to have.
We will see. Priest, it's definitely been a challenge. Absolutely. So good luck for that. Thanks, guys, for hanging out. And Azzy, thank you for your puns. Do appreciate it. Other than that, say goodbye, everyone, and we will catch you again next week.
Goodbye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2019. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.